Matthew Sandusky is an advocate and survivor of childhood sexual abuse. Between the ages of 8 and 17, he suffered abuse at the hands of his adopted father, Jerry Sandusky. The former Penn State football coach was convicted in 2011 on rape and abuse charges. Matthew Sandusky is the keynote speaker at a child sexual assault conference in Sioux Falls today, August the 18th. He says community members need to become figures of empowerment to prevent childhood sexual assault. SDPB's Aaron Myros has this report.
Matthew Sandusky says his mission is to help sexual abuse victims find justice, healing, and support.
In 2011, 2012, when the trial came and I heard a young man speak, it was in that moment where I realized I was not the only one that this man had done this to. It was in that moment where I was empowered to speak my truth, to disclose to the police. It took me a long time, many years of soul searching, of looking at myself, of trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. And in that, it all culminated in that moment when I stood in front of a mirror and decided that I would disclose.
After reporting his abuse, Sandusky started the organization Peaceful Hearts Foundation. The nonprofit works to improve the availability and quality of resources for abuse victims and family members. He says almost 93% of all childhood sexual assault is perpetrated by someone the child already knows and trusts. Randy Seiler is the United States Attorney for the District of South Dakota. He says prosecuting abusers is difficult because success in abuse cases often depends on young children being empowered to seek justice.
When children testify, this means opening up, talking about embarrassing, difficult experiences, a very hard thing for any of us to do, but especially for those who are young, without family support, and traumatized.
Seiler says in South Dakota, 4,000 children are impacted by sexual abuse each year. This is the third conference on justice and safety issues hosted by the U.S. Attorney's Office, the Children's Home Society, and Avera. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Erin Myros in Sioux Falls.